Hello, everyone, and welcome to the WCU Podcast Show, the official podcast of Western Carolina University's Office of Undergraduate Admission. As always, I'm Josh Thompson.
And I am Patrick Frazier, coming to you live from Cullowhee, North Carolina.
We are so glad that you guys decided to join us again today. I think we're going to have a great and fun topic to discuss. But before we go any further, we have our first ever special guest joining us today here on the WCU Podcast. So I will let her introduce herself.
Hey, everyone. My name's Heather Hill. Thanks for having me today. I'm a transfer counselor here in the Office of Admission at Western Carolina University.
Welcome, Heather. And today's topic of conversation is the top places on campus that each of us have as our favorite places on campus, whether as a student or as an employee of the university. Wanting to help you get familiar with campus for our new students and for alumni, it's sort of a reminder of places that you might remember.
Sure, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a roundtable session, so we're just going to be shooting the breeze, if you will, talking about our favorite places. I'll go ahead and get us started, and then Heather will chime in with her favorite place, and then we'll just go back and forth like that. So my number one favorite place on campus has got to be the UC Theater. I love the UC Theater because I'm at the movies all the time. If you are ever at it off campus, then you'll probably see me Tuesday nights for student and family night over at Quinn. But on campus, you'll also see me on the weekends in the UC Theater. It's a great deal with your $2 movies, and that includes your popcorn and drink as a student. If you're old, like all of us in this room, sorry, Heather, you get counted as old since you're not a student anymore. Then we have, it's $4 for your ticket, your drink, your popcorn. And so, guys, favorite movie you've ever seen in the UC Theater?
For me, that's a simple one. It's got to be The Lord of the Rings. When they showed the Lord of the Rings series when I was a student, that was by far the favorite. I just love those movies. And seeing it for only $2 on the big screen again after they'd been out, it's just hard to beat that.
So you're into the cheapest date in Cullowhee, huh, Josh?
Clearly, that's why my wife chose to marry me over all her other suitors, is because I am fiscally responsible.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm more of an expensive date, so I prefer the Quinn, but I've only been to one movie at the UC Theater, and that was Friends with Benefits.
There you go. My favorite all-time movie that I ever saw there, which actually leads me into one of my favorite places that we are going to talk about a little bit later when my turn comes up again, was the movie Shall We Dance. I had to go see it as a class project for ballroom dance class, and I was not going to take ballroom dance class as a freshman, but I had a couple of good friends who were taking the class, and they suggested that I take it, and I was like, why would I ever want to do that? And they said, well, because you're single, and the class ratio is 26 girls to 2 guys. And both guys were dating girls in the class already. And I said, well, you know, I can give ballroom dance a shot. I'm an open-minded kind of guy. And so I went and did that, and I went and saw that movie. And it really kind of kindled a love for dancing. And I really enjoy, we still, to this day, go out to Asheville and dance at the ballroom dance club out there. And I really enjoy doing it on campus. It's one of my favorite random things that I got to do when I was a student. And part of that was sparked from going to see Shall We Dance with Jennifer Lopez and Richard Gere at the UC Theater. So that's kind of cool. So Heather, your favorite place on campus?
My favorite place on campus would have to be the rec center. I really like to work out. I usually go every day. I love our rec center because they have group X classes. So whenever I need a motivation or a routine workout, I can go there, and they give really good classes, and they really work you out hard. Most of the time, I would never work myself out that hard. I would just quit when stuff starts getting hard, but they're there to cheer you on during the classes. So that's my favorite part about Rec Center.
For all of the alumni listening, like myself, when we were in school, there was no campus rec center. The campus rec center is actually located next to Reed Gymnasium, but as an alumni, faculty, or staff member, you are able to use the rec center for a nominal fee. For students, it's part of your tuition, but for everybody else that's associated with the school, you can use the rec center. As for myself, I have actually never used the rec center other than going into the office meetings.
So surprise,
I have not participated in the rec center at any point.
I have been to the rec center, but not nearly as frequently as Heather goes every day. A devoted gym addict. Clearly, if you see me, you know I'm not in the gym every day. I'm much more of a eat lunch in my office or go out for a second lunch kind of deal. And the cafeteria is much more my favorite place style than the rec center. But lots and lots of cool opportunities in the Campus Rec Center for students who are going to be joining us. If you've never had a chance to play an intramural sport, that's a lot of fun. We have a faculty and staff team that plays intramural softball that's made up of folks in the admissions office, from university police, residential living, from the CRC. There are ringers, and but it's a lot of fun. So there's a lot of ways for you to get involved, even if you're like me and you're not a workout buff who's going to go and you know, spend an hour on an elliptical or go lift free weights or what have you. But Heather, you said you loved the Group X classes. Just out of curiosity, who is your favorite Group X instructor? Do you have one?
Yes, Marge. I like her and Shauna, both because Marge takes it a little bit easier on us and Shauna takes it a little bit harder on us.
So depending on the day.
Yeah, depending on the day, I'm prepared for which class will be harder. And also, you never know how spoiled you are with our rec center and how nice it is until you leave Western. I remember graduating, going back home to Hendersonville. I was like, I'm going to get a membership at the YMCA. And I got there and was like, oh my gosh, our rec center is so much nicer at Western. So,
well, transitioning into my favorite place on campus, it's right next to the rec center. One of my favorite spots is in Reed Gymnasium, which is our bowling alley. I took bowling as a class as a student, and it's a unique bowling alley for those that haven't been in the bowling alley. It is non-electronic, so you actually have to set up your own pins, return the bowling balls yourself, and do the scoring by hand. When I was a student, we spent a lot of time at the bowling alley and in Reed Gymnasium as well. Does anybody remember what was the first thing that ever took place in Reed that makes it sort of historically significant?
The first three-point shot. Right?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to have to ask Heather, because you know I know, being trying to be Mr. Catamount Sports over here. But yeah, that's correct. First three-pointer ever in NCAA history was hit on the floor of Reed Gymnasium. In fact, it's on our bucket list for you freshmen that are going to be joining us to go out and hit the three-point shot from the spot marked on the floor. We're going to be doing a lot of fun bucket list shows throughout the year as well, so make sure that you tune in for those later on here on WCU Podcasts. Again, we are discussing our favorite. We're doing a roundtable discussion on our favorite locations on campus. So far, we've talked about the University Center Theater, the Campus Recreation Center, Reed Gymnasium, bowling alley, and then, as we mentioned on the introduction, Patrick and I took that bowling class together, and we have not been bowling since, but I feel like we need to go again so he can laugh at me and see how pathetic I really am, even after the class. Like, I barely crack 100, like, one out of every three games, which is sad. I should really be better, considering I got an A in the class. But, you know, I can keep score, so whichever assistant football coach taught the class, I can't remember who it was. Do you remember who the professor was? But one of the assistant football coaches at the time taught it, so he would be proud to know I still keep score myself if I need to. Another one of my favorite places, I mentioned it earlier, is the upstairs dance studio in Breeze Gym. It's super nice. If you've never been up there before, definitely at least go check it out. They do semester socials and that kind of stuff up there. That's where the Ballroom Dance Society meets when they cannot get a room in the Campus Recreation Center, in one of the new classrooms down there. If you're taking any dance classes at all at the university, whether that's part of our dance minor or just for fun, that's where your classes are going to be at. And for as old as Breeze Gymnasium is, it's still one of the better looking buildings on campus. I think it's one of my favorites. And then upstairs, I have a lot of fond memories of my time at Western and getting to hang out and getting to learn something new that has become a lifelong hobby. So that's another one of my favorite places is upstairs of Breeze Gymnasium.
One thing with the upstairs of Breeze Gymnasium that I remember having been a part of the campus for so long is it used to actually be a basketball court. I remember actually having a basketball camp as a youth, and we participated in basketball camp clinics at the Breeze Gymnasium in the upstairs area. And I also learned how to swim in the swimming pool on the lower level of Breeze Gymnasium.
I got to view auditions for one of our plays that we were putting on in Breeze. It was really fun. I was doing a story on it for one of my journalism classes. So it was really nice up there, and it was cool to watch the auditions for the plays.
Yeah, it's absolutely a unique area on campus that not a lot of folks will get a chance to experience unless they just happen to wander up there. And Patrick, having been a Cullowhee lifer, having grown up in the area with his folks working at the university as well, so he definitely would know that way back history for those older alumni who are still hip and know how to download a podcast. Bravo to you. If you remember back when that was a basketball gymnasium, definitely let us know. Send us a tweet or comment on Facebook or visit our website. Again, the website is podcasts.wcu.edu. And we'll go back to Heather. You're another one of your favorite places on campus.
My second favorite place on campus would have to be the library. And I know that sounds super boring, but it's not. People actually camp out in the library, which is so funny to me. They put up tents under the stairs during exam week because they're open 24 hours during that week. They also give out free coffee, which is one of my favorite things ever. So why would I not be there when there's free coffee being served? It's also a place where I like to go just to get my work done. I would sit there for hours upon hours, but then I could go out afterwards. So.
I will say, as a student, I was in the library every week.
Wow.
It just happened that every week it was for a campus tour. So I was going through the library, showing it off to new students. As a student, though, I unfortunately did not spend a lot of time in the library. I was fortunate that I had a room to myself as a student, so I did most of my studying in the room without having to go to the library to study.
Sure you did.
So, you know, I was studying between video game sessions in the room instead of going to the library. But for those that are new to campus, one new aspect to the library is that is where our Mountain Heritage Center is now located, is at Hunter Library.
Yeah, the Mountain Heritage Center is a very unique place on campus. I'm surprised it didn't make one of our lists so far, but it is definitely a cool place. It was located in the bottom floor of the HFR administration building at the very front of campus, but has since moved to the library, where it seems like a much more natural fit when looking at our history of the region and kind of different exhibits you can see there. So definitely go and check them out. Other features of the library include a really great reference desk with our reference librarians, who are very happy to help you out if you need help finding materials for your research papers, that kind of thing. They are a little less happy to be helping you out when you come to them the day before your 15-page paper is due, with only one source out of your required five. But they're still happy, and they're still really, really helpful. So definitely take advantage of the services like that. And, of course, Heather knows that there is a Java City still located in the library that is open lots and lots of hours for when you need your caffeine fix there at the library.
Oh, yes. Very familiar. It's delicious. Almost better than Starbucks.
So one of the things that I mentioned with the library that was one of my next favorite places on campus was by far Walker Residence Hall. I was fortunate enough to live in Walker all 4 years as a student. I actually lived in the same residence hall room all 4 years as a student on the first floor. I have a lot of great memories of living in Walker. And I was fortunate as well that everyone that lived on the floor with me actually lived on the same floor for 3 to 4 years as well. So we all pretty much took over the floor and the building by the time I graduated. This, of course, was before Walker Hall was an all-freshman residence hall, which it is now. Walker, Scott, and Albright Benton are your freshman residence halls on campus, but at the time, there were no freshman residence halls. So my first year as a student, I actually had a fifth-year senior as my roommate. Talk about a learning curve for a freshman student. But it was a great experience. Had three other roommates over the years living in Walker. And then my senior year, I actually had the room to myself. I was fortunate. I had a loft bed system, and then I put in a love seat recliner, and then I had a 27-inch TV in the room.
You were living fancy.
And it became the movie hangout. This was before Redbox and Netflix, and so we actually bought DVDs, stored them in my room, and we'd actually rent them out to everybody in the residence hall. So we had our own little business going. We even expanded and was renting out snacks and drinks, so you could actually buy popcorn and sodas from us, as well as rent movies, all in Walker Residence Hall.
I wish you would have been there when I was living in Walker. That would have been awesome.
So all three of us have lived in Walker. When were you there, Heather?
I was there from 2009 to 2010. I was only there for 1 year.
As part of the freshman Peaks program.
It was so freshman dorm.
Patrick is probably one of the last people to ever get to live because they switched that during mine and Patrick's time here at Western anybody can live there as long as you want building to one of our freshman only buildings that resets every single year. So very odd experience. Our new students are not going to understand what it's like to live in one hall for their entire time, but the way it's structured now is so much more conducive to student success and student engagement and student retention. Now you have no chance, freshman listening to this, of being paired with a fifth-year senior like Patrick was. And Patrick, luckily, he's a lifer here, so he's just one of those folks who knew how to get along without having a roommate that was super-duper invested in his experience as a freshman. And you won't have to deal with that now that the Western Carolina Peaks program exists. So everybody lived in Walker. I didn't live there as a student, but I was a graduate resident director there in 2009 and 2010. And then I was the resident director there so I was there the same time Heather was, just as a grad student, whereas she was a freshman. How sad does that make me on a scale of 1 to 10? Right around a 7.
Now we know right who's old. Now.
Yes. Yeah, and Patrick's older than me. So let's shift it just a little bit more there. But it's, and then I ran the building from 2012 to 2013, 14, right when I came in here a couple of years ago. So it's a lot of fun. It's a great building. Since everybody lived there, let's do a little bit of a story time. Favorite all-time Walker memory. And remember, this is a family podcast, folks, so keep it PG rated.
So for me, having lived there 4 years, I'm going to take the floor and take two favorite memories from Walker. And for those alumni listening, even though Josh was in charge of the building is still standing, so you don't have to worry about it falling to the ground or anything. It is still standing. One of my favorite memories living in Walker is everybody that I lived around, we loved the game Monopoly. So much so that during exam week, we actually created a Western Carolina University Monopoly game, had it printed during our freshman year, and we would have Monopoly nights almost every night through the rest of our time in school. So much so that we would start a Monopoly game on a Sunday or Monday, and then we would go all the way through the week before we ever finished the game. And then another favorite memory of mine is that having lived there so long is everybody would just knock on everybody's door, hang out all the time. Most of the time, we just left the doors open during the day. People would come in and out with no problem at all. Really almost more of a Walker family than just living there for 1 year as a student. It was a family for 4 years.
One of my favorite memories while living in Walker was I tried to sneak a dog in.
Who was running that building?
I know, right? My freshman year was coming to a close, and I just decided to buy a little puppy. So I did. And I needed somewhere for her to stay that night. And of course, what better place than my dorm room in Walker? So I snuck her in my purse, and my roommate had no idea. So I just put her in my little cage and then shoved it under the bed so that hopefully my roommate wouldn't see either, so she wouldn't tell on me. Well, that did not work out at all. She barked and barked and barked and whined the entire night. And I was so nervous. I had my TV on full blast so my RA wouldn't catch me. And so my neighbors wouldn't catch me. Luckily, I didn't get caught, but I got her out the very next day because I was so nervous.
That's good. I mean, she was scared of the authority there, which means I was doing a correct job as a graduate assistant at the time. But, so now folks listening, now if you are an alumni or you're an upperclassman, feel free to laugh at Heather and Patrick's stories of how they broke residence hall policy of bringing a pet and running an illegal business out of their door. I'm trying to decide which is worse. Probably Patrick's, since Heather only had the dog for one night before her conscience caught up with her. But it is, those are both against the rules. So if you are a future student, hear what we say, but don't do what we did. My favorite night in the building. I mean, God, I love opening day at Walker. It was so much fun as an RD and as a grad student because, you know, you have 300 plus 18-year-olds moving in all at the same time, and you could start at the top of the stairs and you could do a round, and on the ninth floor you'll run into two roommates that have already gotten their like Xbox or their PlayStation set up, and they were playing games while their parents were like unloading the suitcases and everything. And then the next floor down you would see like mom and dad like sitting on the bed doing nothing while the student unloaded everything. And then the floor down from that, people were arguing because there was a Red Sox fan living with a Yankees fan. Then the floor below that, like super macho dad who clearly is like Tim Allen style, like, like manly man, is like shedding tears as he hugs his little girl or his son goodbye. So move-in day for me, it was such a range of emotions and was just a lot of fun. The energy in the building that first weekend when students are here on campus is truly electric, and it is a lot of fun for those of us who worked as RDs or RAs or who lived that experience of the first weekend on campus for freshmen.
And for our current students, one of your items on the bucket list is to get a hug from Brian Boyer. Brian Boyer actually started at Western Carolina as the resident director for Walker. He was the RD for Walker for 4 years. So keep that in mind when you're getting your picture with him, getting that Brian Boyer hug. Ask him some stories that he has from his time in Walker Residence Hall.
Now, Brian has got some stories, and I've got some stories that are not podcast appropriate. But if you ever see me and you want to talk about the good old days of running a building and being married and living with 300 plus 18-year-olds and how that's like, then let me know when you see me out at college fairs or that kind of thing. So one of my other favorite places on campus is probably similar to everyone's favorite places, right? That would be E.J. Whitmire Stadium, where our Catamounts play football. I have my favorite all-time memory at Western, other than meeting and getting engaged to my wife. So, Brittany, you're not allowed to get mad at me for saying this was my all-time favorite. So, disclaimer, my favorite non-wife moment. And you see, this is how you be a good husband. My favorite non-wife moment is when I was a freshman back in 2004, and Heather is rolling her eyes as I speak because she was she was in like middle school at the time, yep. Which is ridiculous. But back in 2004, so just a scant 11 years ago, we went there, and it was the big battle for the Old Mountain Jug, Western Carolina versus Appalachian State. App, as always, was projected to win the game, and we went out there, and it was a close game, and then we were down probably 8 or 9 points with just a few minutes left to go in the game. Backup quarterback Justin Clark came in, threw a bomb touchdown, got another field goal, and then App missed a field goal to win the game as time expired, and that is we stormed the field. We beat Appalachian. That was the only time during my time here at Western that we did beat App, was that 04 game. And so that, to me, was super special. My brother, who is now going to be entering his junior year in college, was at that game with me, and he was just a wee little tot. And the two of us went out after the game, after storming the field. We went to the UC where they had carried the goalposts and planted it down by the bell tower. And university police officers, who were supposed to be keeping people off of the goalpost so nobody would get hurt, actually helped us climb onto the goalpost, me and my little brother. And so that's one of my favorite pictures, is the two of us hanging out on top of the goalpost at the bell tower after the big Appalachian State win. But clearly that's just one of many memories that tons of folks have made at E.J. Whitmire Stadium. What about you guys? You have any favorite football memories?
Well, the same year that we beat Appalachian, we also beat Furman, which they were ranked 22nd in the nation the year after that. And so that was another year where we tore down the goalpost and carried them around campus. That one ended up at the Chancellor's House following that game. But one of my memories that I have, I don't know if you'd call it a favorite one, but it sticks out in my mind, is the 2006 Appalachian game at E.J. Whitmire. It rained harder than I have ever seen it rain at WCU. It was coming in at an angle from the Ramsey Center across the field. everybody had their backs turned to the Ramsey Center and were facing main campus. And you had your head sort of turned to the side trying to watch the game. And everybody stayed up until halftime, watched the band perform, and then we were out.
Maybe you were out. I know one person and his father who stayed for the entire game because at halftime it was still, I mean, the weather was so bad. It was maybe 14-7 or 7-0. It was hardly any scoring had taken place. So me and my dad wrote it out because the year before we watched a ton of people leave at halftime when we were beating, when we were losing to Appalachian, only to come back and have the satisfaction of pointing and laughing at those folks as they tried to figure out a way back into the stadium once we had won. And so I didn't want to make that mistake. And it was a mistake for me to stay because the rain only got worse. And I have never been so waterlogged in my entire life as that Appalachian State game that you mentioned. That rain was horrendous.
And one other E.J. Whitmire Stadium game that I have a memory of, having been a part of WCU for so long, is Brad Hoover's senior year being carried off the field at E.J. Whitmire Stadium against Appalachian, carrying the jug with him off the field. That's a fond memory as well, being able to watch him run all over Appalachian that day and other teams throughout the years of his career as a Catamount.
My favorite thing about the E.J. Whitmire Stadium is the parking lot. I love to tailgate. I love to tailgate. I love the food. I love hanging out with all my friends and playing cornhole before the game. I don't even care about the game. I just like to go and tailgate and hang out. And I am not a band person, never have been a band person, but the pride of the mountains have definitely converted me, so I do stay through the game to watch the band play.
Good. And we expect now that the football team has really turned around, again, preseason number 23 in the country for our level of Division I football, I expect that we'll see a lot more folks in the stands for the second half of the year. If not, there will be a rant-filled podcast later in the year where I yell at you all for not staying through the games. But I know that's not an issue for most folks, as we are really turning a corner with Coach Spear.
So, moving on, my next favorite place on campus is the Courtyard Dining Hall. So, I like to work out because I like to eat. Our Courtyard Dining Hall has tons of different options. We have McAllister's, a Panda Express, a Starbucks, Witch Witch, Freshens, which is like your salads and smoothies. I just absolutely love all the food there. And we're actually getting new food places on campus soon. I've heard of a Chili's coming and maybe a Steak and Shake. Is that right?
Yeah, the rumors are abound about the new downtown Cullowhee facility that they may be negotiating with Chili's to move in there. We'll have to see whether that ends up happening or not. But as that building is scheduled to open in fall of 2016, so just one calendar year from right now, then we'll see if that comes to light. But I know a lot of people are really excited about having a nicer chain restaurant come to town and being in that downtown Cullowhee. If you are of age, if we do move a restaurant in there, they would be able to serve alcohol for returning alumni and folks coming to visit, or if you're a student who's over the age of 21. So that's definitely a new opportunity. And then I know for sure that Brown Cafeteria is under renovations, again, scheduled to open in 2017. So just a year and a half from now, or 2 years from now. And that'll be exciting. I know they're talking about putting in another all-you-can-eat area, another Starbucks. So, Heather, when the first one is too crowded, you can go up to the second Starbucks on campus.
Brown is going to be my next favorite place on campus, for
absolutely.
Sure.
And then that is where the proposed Steak and Shake would go as well.
That is correct. And, you know, I wish that a facility such as Courtyard had been here when I was a student. I didn't get the luxuries of a Moe's or a Witch Witch. I had the luxuries of Dodson and Brown without any chain restaurants located in either of them. But I do enjoy going to Moe's, to Witch Witch, and also McAllister's. Those are sort of my three spots that I go to quite often in the dining hall.
So you're making up for not having those now, right?
Oh, yes. I'm fully making up for not having those locations now.
Chick-fil-A was and it will always be my go-to WCU place, although Panda definitely has jumped up in the places Josh likes to go and eat And it used to be I could bum off of my sister-in-law, who was a student here for the last several years, but she has since graduated and is on to vet school now. So I don't know. I'm going to have to meet some new new students on campus who are going to be willing to let me bum off of their declining balance so I can get my panda fix during the year.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
And for all of our new students, just be sure that you don't spend all of your declining balance at Starbucks. Like
Why
Heather.
Not? That's the perfect place.
So shifting gears from Courtyard Dining Hall, sort of back to the athletic side of campus for my next favorite spot is the Ramsey Regional Center. I have a lot of great memories in Ramsey, watching all the different basketball games taking place, but also all the different concerts that have come to campus over the years that I've been fortunate enough to attend. One of the fondest memories that I have is seeing Rascal Flatts in concert at the Ramsey Center. I actually got to meet them before the show. I also saw Eric Church and Billy Currington and was able to meet both of those artists as well. But then I have a lot of fond memories of the Ramsey Center when it comes to basketball. Just a couple years ago when we beat Appalachian at the buzzer with the three-pointer at the buzzer with the arena going wild. Even the game where the entire marching band performed as a pep band for the basketball game. Talk about a deafening arena at that time. But I even have memories going further back of watching one of our future podcast guests, Anquel McCollum, play when he was a student at WCU in the mid-90s during our one-time run in the NCAA tournament when we were a 64 seed in 1996.
Yeah, being the 16 seed is a that's still one of our proudest athletic achievements, I think, at the university, because every year that gets brought up on ESPN and the major news outlets, because we're still one of the closest teams to ever come to knock off a number one seed. It's never been done, and I hope it never gets done, unless it is by our Western Carolina University Catamounts, because I like turning on ESPN in March and seeing highlights of that game. And unfortunately, the half-court backbreaker that Purdue hit to win the game, but it was truly a magical, like, I wasn't associated with Western then, but I've gone back and watched highlights on YouTube and whatnot, but that's truly a magical, like, run and season, and it is I think hopefully we'll be having another one soon. We've come so close the last couple of years with Coach Hunter in making it back to the NCAA tournament with two trips in the last several years to the Southern Conference Championship game in Asheville, that three overtime loss to Davidson that had us nationally trending on Twitter, and then that tough loss to Wofford a few years ago. So definitely is something I see us getting back to soon. But my favorite Ramsey memories, and obviously I have a ton of them. I was an orientation counselor, and so for three summers I spent the better part of every morning in Ramsey Center welcoming folks in. I was a PA announcer for Lady Catamount basketball and Catamount volleyball, so I saw countless women's basketball and volleyball games there. And then that probably is the coolest thing that I've ever experienced in Ramsey was women's basketball team after winning the first conference championship in school history with Coach Kelly Harper coming back. And there was a group of probably 100 to 200 students that filled the Ramsey Center at an ungodly hour of like 1 or 2 in the morning, and welcoming the team back and being able to celebrate with them and having gotten to know the girls really well. That was a very, very cool experience as well. But a number of concerts, and like you said, in fact, the building was opened by Aerosmith. I wish I could have been around for that concert. That would have been an awesome one. But yeah, so, and then even I learned at one of our recent Bon Voyages, Bon Jovi visited campus, and that made it into one of their music videos. So Wanted, Dead or Alive, that song, what? That music video, look it up. It features scenes from concerts in Atlanta, Georgia, and in Cullowhee, North Carolina, in the Ramsey Regional Activity Center. So that is kind of a neat fun fact, if you didn't know, that a Bon Jovi music video filmed right here on campus.
I'm looking that up.
And the opening basketball game in the Ramsey Center was actually against NC State. That's the largest crowd the Ramsey Center has ever had was the game against NC State. But also for our future students, the Ramsey Center is where our open house events are held. So you can actually experience a little bit of what the Ramsey Center is like by coming and visiting campus during an open house event and getting a tour of the facility and seeing the basketball courts and everything. We have those set up whenever we're doing the open house events. If you come to an open house this fall on November 14th, there's actually a basketball game the night before on Friday, November 13th.
Definitely come and make that a weekend event and join us on campus for those dates and let us know you're coming. Again, we can be reached online at podcats.wcu.edu, on Twitter at WCUpodcats, again on Facebook and through the admissions website as well. So make sure you let us know that you're going to be coming and joining us for that special weekend of basketball and open house. So this will start our final round of favorite places, and then maybe I'll sneak in a couple of honorable mentions of folks or places we didn't get to mention. So my final official for this roundtable favorite place is going to be the Fountain area. Relatively new to campus, but is still one of my favorite places to be. I try and give as many tours as possible when the students allow me to do so, and Patrick allows me to do so. And I love getting into the middle of campus and seeing people's faces when they see the construction, and if they're alumni or if they are visiting for the first time, seeing the fountain turned on. And that is just such a beautiful part of campus, and it really kind of is the crown jewel, that kind of middle area there at the university. That's my favorite, and have gotten to see a couple of concerts there. I think my favorite thing with the Fountain area is when we do outdoor concerts. And I know in the past several years we've had Sean Kingston and Reliant K, and I know that they're negotiating our current week of welcome concert for this year, but that'll be out at the Fountain area as well. But I just love that area, and it's one of my, even though it's only been around for about 5 years or so, it's still one of my all-time favorite places here at Western.
Oh, yes, mine too. If you're a people watcher, the Fountain is the place to be. People sit around, they play guitars, they roll around on their skateboards and try to show off for all the girls sitting on the steps. The Fountain is so much fun. They also do outdoor movies right there beside the Fountain, which is one of my favorite things to do during the summer.
And also for our current students, don't forget the Fountain is one of your items on the bucket list. Running through the Fountain is one of the items on the bucket list to do. Even the chancellor has run through the fountain before, so you're not the first. You won't be the last by any means to run through the fountain.
Yeah, it's just a cool place to be, and so that's why it makes my final list. So, Heather, what about your final favorite place on campus?
My final favorite place is the river down by the intramural fields near the admissions building. There's a little steps down leading down to the river, and it's a perfect place to cool off if you're on your lunch break or if you have a break in between classes. You can just go jump in the river right there. It's deep enough to where it pretty much covers your whole body. So I love going there, cooling off.
And our grounds crew has done a phenomenal job this summer of actually cleaning up all around the river area, so you can actually see the river as you're driving around campus. You can actually walk down to it a lot easier than you could in the past. It is an integral part of campus, without a doubt.
Definitely one of the things that sets us apart from other universities is our location, and the river there is an important part of our location as well. So I can't say I go there in the middle of the day to cool off, but then again, I also don't go on like a gazillion mile runs like Heather does.
That's
during her,
right.
Instead of eating lunch, this health nut goes running and then jumps into the river to cool off, which is why she looks so much younger than me, even though there's really not that much difference between our ages.
Yeah, not much at all, right?
enough to show off my gray hair anyway. So,
and moving to my final favorite spot on campus, I'm going to have to sort of go with the general area of sort of the upper campus, which is our older portion of campus, because that was an area as a student that at night we would actually play Capture the Flag in that entire area of campus. So the rules for us was you couldn't go below the road of the upper part of campus. So pretty much you'd come as far down as Brown all the way up to Reynolds and the Chancellor's House, all in that area. We would do that almost weekly. Every weekend we would have a Capture the Flag tournament in that area. It's just a really neat part of campus. You see the old rock walls throughout that area of campus, the older buildings, older architecture and everything. Just a part of campus that I've always enjoyed. It's also where we have our outdoor amphitheater that most people don't realize sort of still exists. It's sort of the valley between Moore Building and Madison Building. Used to be an outdoor amphitheater area, and it's where they held the May Day event whenever that event was held up until the mid-70s is when the May Day event stopped being held in that area.
Lots of history up there. I love that area campus. That was the Honors College. Reynolds Hall was up there. And that's where I spent my first 3 years on campus, living in Reynolds, and then a year and a half in Scott. So it is definitely a cool part of campus. I don't miss the hike to Reynolds.
It's quite a hike.
Up Satan's Hill up there where that staircase is like right at 90 degrees, kind of ridiculous, but that is a very cool area up there. I've got lots of fond memories meeting some of my best friends up there, and definitely if you are into the history of campus and you haven't had a chance to walk around up there and check out Joyner Plaza, or if you're a ghost nut or you're a paranormal person and you want to go walk around the outside of Moore and see if you can see any hauntings in that old building, that's a lot of fun as well. So that wraps up our favorite places. I will give you all the opportunity to shout out a couple of honorable mentions. Reynolds Hall was an honorable mention for me. I also love our Catamount soccer and softball complexes, the Greek Village. There's a number of places that I have a lot of fun and fond memories of that didn't quite make my final 4 or 5 list, but I did want to give shout outs to for special places in my heart that I love visiting on campus. Anybody else want to add anything?
Well, one for me, just because I spend so much time here now at work, is the Cordelia Camp building where the Office of Admissions is located. And also the Bardo Arts Center, which is a phenomenal facility as well. That actually opened while I was a student, and I remember seeing Jay Leno perform in that facility. So I have a lot of fond memories of the Bardo Arts Center.
How did we forget the Fine Performing Arts Center at the Bardo Arts Center? That was rated as the number 19 facility in the entire country for university performing arts centers, and we forgot to add it to our favorite places on campus. Just goes to show you that everybody has their own favorite spots on campus and their own individual memories and that kind of thing. So, thank you for joining us for this episode of WCU Podcast. It's been a pleasure having you join us here. Again, look for us online at podcasts, and that's podcasts.wcu.edu to download previous and future episodes of the show. You can also find us on Twitter, on Facebook, and on iTunes U. So make sure if you have your iPad or your iPod that you can download, that you set up a subscription to the WCU Podcast. Rate our podcast. Let us know how we're doing. If you have any ideas for future shows, obviously let us know that as well. And we can't wait to hear from you and be joining you again here in the new future. For Heather and Patrick, this is Josh Thompson, as always, saying, Go Cats!